Today, answers matter more than ever before. That's why IBM is helping businesses manage customer questions with Watson Assistant. It's conversational AI designed to work for any industry. Let's put smart to work. Visit ibm.com/watsonassistant.
I've got great school questions and $1 million to give away. Are you smarter than a fifth grader? Let's go.
Get ready. One of the most popular game shows of all time is coming to Audio Up as a podcast. Are you smarter than a fifth grader? Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Audio Up News Network. My name is Zach Selwyn. It's Monday, August 24th, and this is the realest, fakest, really fake news you can get anywhere. New York City teachers took to the streets protesting the chancellor of schools' decision to reopen schools in New York yesterday, citing that the decision will put them in harm's way and at risk of contracting coronavirus. Wow, that is how backwards 2020 is. The teachers are fighting not to go back to school, not the kids. So here's a rundown of who does not want to return to in-person school. Teachers, students, coaches, fans of athletic events, and cafeteria workers. Here's who wants schools to reopen. The chancellor of schools. Oh, and parents everywhere. Okay, I mean, Jesus Christ, do you have any idea how hard it is to get a kid out of bed and force them to sit on a computer all day doing Zoom classes? Half the class is spent with a teacher trying to get everybody into the same virtual classroom. One teacher at my son's class spoke for 20 minutes with the mute button on. They missed everything. And all my kids are doing is hanging around the house all day. They're eating. They're complaining. They're moping. Get out! Just get out! Open the goddamn schools! Open
dude,
the schools!
Dude, breathe. Breathe. Pills. Here, pills.
I'm sorry.
Pills are good.
A team of researchers in Seattle believe they have found a cure for oral herpes, the virus that causes painful cold sores for up to 10 million Americans. Hell yeah! Woohoo! Awesome. Hey, has anyone heard? Do they have a cure for chlamydia, gonorrhea, or genital warts, or HPV yet? Jesse, do you have any idea?
I don't know, but someone's chomping at the bit.
I'm just asking for a friend. Presidential candidate and rapper Kanye West mysteriously used an image of actress Kirsten Dunst in his 2020 presidential election vision board. Now, nobody has any idea why this was done, including Dunst herself. So, we called up a friend of the show to get some answers. Please welcome back to the Audio Up News Network, Conspiracy Guy. Conspiracy Guy, man. How you doing?
It's all hidden messages.
What's all hidden messages?
Kanye's vision board. Kirsten Dunst is the key to winning the election.
Kirsten Dunst?
Yes.
Wait, how do you figure
Look
that?
Look at Dunst's history of film, okay? She was in Interview with a Vampire.
Right.
You ever notice how Joe Biden likes to sniff girls' necks from behind?
I'm sorry, what?
Total creep move. He's a vampire. Kanye's alerting us. Yeah, she was also in The Virgin Suicides. Think of all the people killing themselves.
No.
Steve Bing. She was also in Dick. That screams Epstein Island and Pizzagate, which was very real, by the way.
Not really.
Also, she was in Bring It On. That's like Kanye saying, hey, America, bring it on. Plus, she played a cheerleader. Remember when Kanye got caught staring at that cheerleader at the Lakers game?
Dude, this is at this point, this is ridiculous.
And she was in Spider-Man. Think about it. Webs, Tangled.
And?
Radioactive spiders. Oh,
okay.
And Ellen DeGeneres eats children.
What?
The Gecko Caveman was a real caveman.
A-Rod
and Madonna have a love child living in Jamaica.
Okay.
Kamala Harris was born in Brazil.
All
these lightning storms and fires are messages from aliens.
I'm sure that's wrong.
Your iPhone knows when you watch porn on it.
Hang up. Can we hang up? Thank you. Conspiracy Guy, everybody. Why do we keep having him on? He just freaks me out. The wife of the heir to the Bic Pen fortune filed for divorce from her billionaire husband this week after arguments escalated over who would inherit the family's massive art collection. Experts say we will not know the results of this lawsuit until all the ink has dried. It's a good one, right? Actually, that just reminds me of one of my favorite jokes ever. What did the nurse say when she found a rectal thermometer in her pocket?
What?
Some asshole has my pen. Finally, the coronavirus czar in Mexico took to the podium to announce that he believes excessive soda consumption in his country is what is causing a spread of coronavirus. I guess he's just ignoring the fact that the country operates by using sewage systems built in the 1920s, serves drinking water that will give you dysentery, and that their capital city has 9 million people living 8 to a room with pollution that makes you think you took a bong hit of coal. Safe place to be right now. Glad I'm not there. That's going to do it for the Audio Up News Network. My name is Zach Selwyn. We'll see you on Wednesday. Oh, Conspiracy Guy just called in. What do you got to say, buddy?
The Postal Service is a terrorist organization.
Dear God.
Ooh, la, la. Audio Up. Hi, I'm Jingle Jarrett. In my former occupation, I was the biggest jingle writer of all time. Now, I'm looking for a new job, speaking to every entrepreneur that I can find so I can find out what it's like to transition from one career to another. All of this expert advice has become the bedrock for a podcast I'm calling Occupational Therapy. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi there, my name is John Paul Kermy. I am a breathwork teacher. I'm really excited to be doing this new podcast with my good friend Feldy called Hang Ups.
That's right, I'm John Feldman. I'm in a band called Goldfinger. John Paul taught me breathwork. It changed my life. We're talking about solutions to problems today.
Listen to Hang Ups on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.